Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It's a pretty hectic few days. Got Tony in place and traveled up here with the team, and I just needed a couple days.
Mike Elias asked why he waited until Tuesday to address the media after firing Brendan Hyde over the weekend, and he said it was a hectic few days. Wanted to get Tony in place, get his feet under him, and then he did it on the road in Milwaukee.
Yeah, look, we know there's a lot of chicanery and ridiculousness involved in trying to keep their big secret under wraps as long as they did. And we know Mike Elias was behind that because he wants everything to be cloaked in secrecy. But it did strike us talking to Andy Koska, the banner last week, about the credibility gap that this front office has about basic facts and basic sort of tenets of what is expected of management of a professional sports team, and where they make it almost impossible to believe much of what comes out of their mouth because of these games they play. And we're all old enough to remember Mike Elias 2 weeks ago at a press conference saying it never occurred to him to address his new status in the aftermath of firing his manager in May. And he also, we can all remember from when he finally got around to addressing firing that manager in May, in Milwaukee, saying things like, well, I have to do what things, whether they're in my best interest or not, already knowing he's been promoted and he could hire his replacement.
But hearing that cut coming in, I remember we were all fired up in real time, and hearing it again, I'm fired. Like, dude, your entire clubhouse had to address Brendan Hyde getting fired. Tony Mancelino was a deer in headlights for his first couple of press conferences, and they're thrown to the wolves, and you wait a couple days because you need to collect yourself.
Like, tactic.
Dude, you're the
GM. It's fraud behavior from a fraud GM.
And you're waiting until a road trip where not a lot of the media is going to be there. Like, come on.
So let's hear Mike Elias. He was asked in Milwaukee about his job security with the way this team was doing.
I am worried about getting this team back on track right now. I'm very disappointed with where we are in the standings right now. I mean, this is a big surprise to all of us that we're in the spot that we're in. I think you look at the preseason media predictions and things like that, projections, and there's nobody that saw this to this degree. So we're pretty stunned about that, but we're reacting to it. We're not in denial about it, and I'm working to fix it as rapidly as I can, and I'm in a position where, regardless of how it affects me or my personal situation, I have to make decisions that I judge in collaboration with my bosses and the people around me to be in the best interest of the Baltimore Orioles franchise. So that's what I'm doing.
So remember, when he said that at this time, he had already been promoted to team president.
Sometime in February or March.
Yeah, so like he's talking about his job security. And that's when somebody asks you about your job security, maybe that's a nice entree to say, well, you know, I was promoted.
If you had an honest, transparent bone in your body, if you cared about your fans or your players or your manager one bit, how do you think the players found out about his promotion? I mean, this whole thing, think about what's coming out of this goofball's mouth in real time in Milwaukee. Goofball. That's goofball behavior. No, lying about your job status, coming out and telling your fans after the season, it was nowhere in my mind to address my situation, when you went out of your way to spin a yarn that made people think your situation was different than you and the owners already knew it was. That's goofball behavior. That's not normal adult running a little league team, let alone running a Major League Baseball team behavior. He's going out of his way to act like he's going to fall on his sword if he has to, knowing he's got eight swords.
Yeah, he's been promoted.
Yeah, and when we had Andy Kosko on last week, first off, it should have just been addressed during spring training, and David Rubenstein met with
the media. Yeah, he could have a press conference then.
The owner met with the media during spring training as well and could have announced it then. But at that point, when you're making a shakeup on your staff, like, that would have been the time.
You fired your skipper.
Well.
You're 4 days late to admit it. You're being asked probing questions, and you're telling people we're in full soul-searching mode, and we're going to change our ways. At the same time, you're playing nefarious word games to continue to hide a promotion that you got that you know you didn't deserve. But guess what? He'd been clamoring for it for years. Well, it wasn't bestowed upon him out of nowhere. He was fighting for it from the moment the franchise changed hands. Newsflash, he was fighting for it before the franchise changed hands. I know that for a fact, Mike, you fraud.
Hey,
no emotion.
And by the way, I don't believe for a second he didn't think he deserved the promotion. That's one I'll push back on. I think he absolutely...
He doesn't have the balls to stand there and admit he got it.
Yeah, that's fine.
Because he knows he didn't deserve it.
He thinks he deserved it. I think he thinks...
He wasn't willing to publicly acknowledge it before a season started, in which the media and smart people like us said,
yes.
Hey, Mook, you haven't done enough to fix your team.
His awkwardness when it comes to talking to us, he's the smartest guy in the room. He thinks he deserved that promotion.
He may have thought he deserved it, but he didn't have the balls to speak publicly because he knows how that would have come off. He knows what it would have looked like, and he might think he's smart, but he knows his results are horse bleep. So, but this is the same guy who will tell you, it was nowhere near my mind to address the situation in season while his season fell apart and while he had to fire his buddy, who was just, 18 months removed from being skipper of the year?
Yes. Same time he was GM of the year, executive of the year, whatever the heck they call it in baseball.
But you can believe anything that comes out of his mouth.
I didn't say I was doing that. But I do believe he thinks he's deserving of everything.
He thought he was so deserving of it, he wouldn't let them send out a press release acknowledging it.
Because he doesn't think you deserve the information.
No, I think he doesn't. You know what he doesn't? You know what he doesn't?
I'm not
think?
A psychiatrist, but
you
I
want to know
he
what he can handle is actual accountability. He can't handle reality. That's why he lives in a calculator world with abacuses and algorithms that can never be wrong. They can never be wrong. The actual results are wrong. The injuries are wrong. The stuff that I didn't project to happen that happened is wrong. Remember, he told you before the season started how many teams in the AL East will deserve to make the playoffs.
Yes, he did.
Because his algorithm told him that.
Yes.
And unfortunately, he's got a billionaire, hook, line, and sinker, believing this nonsense.
Switch gears. The Terps had a horrible loss. Nothing good. We don't know a lot of nice things here between the Orioles, the Ravens, and Maryland football. Funny thing happened on the way to a win against Washington. They led 20-0 with 19 minutes left, 20-3 in the fourth quarter, and lost 24-20. We'll discuss that disaster. Jason was there. That's next here on The Fan.
It was nowhere near my mind.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.